Hey friend, welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading today, titled Use What You Have for Christ, was written by Marvin Williams. Ever heard of the Sewing Hall of Fame? Established in 2001, it recognizes people that have made a lasting impact on the home sewing industry with unique and innovative contributions through sewing education and product development. It includes individuals like Martha Pullen, inducted into the hall in 2005, who is described as a Proverbs 31 woman who never failed to publicly acknowledge the source of her strength, inspiration, and blessings. The Sewing Hall of Fame is a 21st century invention, but had it been around during the first century in Israel, a woman named Tabitha might have been a lock for induction. Tabitha was a believer in Jesus and a seamstress who spent time sewing for poor widows in her community. After she became ill and died, disciples sent for Peter to see if God would work a miracle through him. When he arrived, weeping widows showed him robes and other clothing that Tabitha had made for them. These clothes were evidence of her always doing good for the poor in her city. By God's power, Tabitha was restored to life. God calls and equips us to use our skills to meet needs that are present in our community and world. Let's release our skills into the service of Jesus and see how He'll use our acts of love to stitch hearts and lives together. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please, come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please help us to be alert to the needs of others and, as we're able and equipped, respond to them with love and compassion. And it's in your name that we pray, Lord. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.